It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1852. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Welcome back to another Friday show where I answer your questions. On all the other days, I read health and fitness blogs to you, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, with permission from the authors, of course. Now, once a month, usually during the first Q&A episode of the month, I mention a bit about my background and credentials so you can better understand where my perspectives come from. And given this is the first Q&A of the month already, it's time. Now, while I'd always been obsessed with Batman and the Angels baseball team, I wasn't always interested in nutrition, exercise, health, and wellness, you know, all the stuff I talk about on this show. But being diagnosed with a chronic disease at the age of 19 absolutely changed my life's purpose. It was then I decided to focus my attention on helping others so that no one else had to experience a chronic disease diagnosis like I did. But in order to do that, I wanted to have some credibility. Again, this is not meant to be a humble brag, but instead gain your trust. I received both my master's and doctoral degrees in public health, and to make sure I really covered all of my bases, get it, bases, because I'm a baseball fan? All right, I'll stop. I also became a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and a certified exercise physiologist through the American College of Sports Medicine. I wanted to make sure that I knew what was a myth when it came to health and wellness versus the actual truth. Now, I've been teaching in higher education for over 14 years, and I'm currently tenured faculty within the California State University system. I've published peer-reviewed studies, presented at national conferences, and I've been interviewed by over 70 different media outlets for my expertise on basically what I talk about on this show. So all of this to say that when I provide my commentary after each episode and answer the questions you send in like I do today, I hope you feel as though it's coming from a place of truth. My only intention is to help you feel your best. Now, if you want to send me a question, I'll let you know how you can do that at the end of the show. So for now, let's finally hear today's question and start optimizing your life.
Hi, Dr. Neil. Almost a year and a half ago, actually right around the time Optimal Health Daily started, I started training for my first bodybuilding and physique show. I've done 2 competitions so far, and I'm currently training for number 3. Right now, I work with a coach who is a personal trainer and certified nutritionist who lays out my meal plans as well as my workout regimen. But I wanted to get your thoughts as well on how to potentially prevent long-term metabolic damage when bulking to put on muscle as well as cutting in order to get lean for a show. Thanks.
Hi, longtime listener Nikki. Thank you so much for taking the time to send me your audio question. Now, this idea of rapid weight loss when it comes to combat sports like wrestling, martial arts, mixed martial arts, and so on, basically refers to getting an athlete below their natural or their usual body weight. Sometimes you'll hear the terms weight cutting or making weight. These all are basically referring to this rapid weight loss before a competition. The idea is that by competing at a lighter weight, you can have an advantage over your opponent. But many of the same principles of weight cutting are also applied to bodybuilding. Now, what is rapid weight loss? How is that defined? Usually we're talking about 2 to 10% of a person's body weight being lost in the last 2 to 3 days before a competition. So quite a bit of weight loss in a very short period of time. Back in 1996, the American College of Sports Medicine published their formal position on weight cutting in wrestlers specifically. So after looking at other published studies, the authors of this position statement said that rapid weight loss, or again, weight cutting, has some pretty serious health consequences, like poorer performance during the competition, poorer overall health, and it may lead to problems with growth and development, particularly among younger athletes. In fact, the authors went on to say that they would support a measure to limit weight cutting altogether and enforce rules that limit how much weight can be lost before a competition. So this was a pretty clear statement from a well-recognized authority in sports. But again, this was addressing wrestlers specifically, and younger athletes specifically. The problem is that most of the studies on cutting weight looked at these types of combative sports. Very few, if any, examined weight loss for bodybuilding competitions. Well, then there's the issue of how often an athlete has to compete. More competitions throughout the year means the athlete may have to cut weight before each competition. In other sports, such as bodybuilding, it may only happen once or twice a year. Is that better? We don't know. But again, it seems that in general, whether it's a combative athlete like a wrestler or a bodybuilder, they usually follow a similar pattern when it comes to dropping weight really quickly. The overall goal is to reduce body fat while maintaining or gaining muscle mass. But when it comes to losing weight really quickly to try and make a specific weight class, sometimes athletes have to disregard this idea of losing fat and hanging on to muscle. Instead, they try and get rid of as much water, stored sugar known as glycogen, and even stuff sitting in their gastrointestinal tract to reduce their body weight. And we know from other diet studies that losing weight really, really quickly usually leads to muscle loss and a loss of water weight as opposed to actual fat weight. And also, the formal position that I mentioned from the American College of Sports Medicine was published back in 1996. With newer and better research, how has the evidence changed? Well, it hasn't changed all that much. There have been reported deaths from cutting weight, but luckily, this is not common. Usually, these instances are due to things like a combination of heat stroke caused by severe fluid restriction and lots of sweating. This is because when we're dehydrated, it puts stress on the cardiovascular system, not to mention the kidneys. But when it comes to changes to our metabolism, we do see that this form of rapid weight loss can lead to decreased levels of testosterone and something called insulin-like growth factor 1. Both of these are basically important for muscle growth and muscle maintenance. So researchers have seen decreased muscle development in the short term, like the days before a competition. And to your question, Nikki, specifically, researchers have also found that these effects may last for months. At least, that's what they've seen in competitive wrestlers. In boxing athletes, they found bone mineral losses were common too. But the good news is, things do seem to return to normal after the competition and athletes begin eating more closely to their normal diets. So basically, these effects on hormones and possibly even bone mineral mass may be reversed over time. I should also mention that this type of weight cutting may lead to disordered eating habits, which can contribute to an eating disorder diagnosis. We also see cutting weight can lead to emotional changes in athletes, like fatigue and higher levels of anxiety, anger, depression, and confusion. And as you can imagine, each of these can affect performance. So, what to do? Most researchers seem to agree that if it's necessary to lose weight, an individualized, well-planned, gradual weight loss program is the ideal. But for athletes who need to cut weight in the short term, researchers say that it's important to consult the coaching staff, athletic trainers, sports nutritionists, and sports physicians. Get them involved because they need to supervise athletes during the weight cutting. And to avoid some of the more serious consequences of weight cutting, try not to expose the body to long-term dehydration. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I wish you the best of luck, Nikki, in your bodybuilding competition. And again, thank you so much for taking the time to send in your question. Now, if you want to send your questions in, you can email them directly to health@oldpodcast.com. That's health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want your voice played on the show, just like Nikki, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Lastly, you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is country code 161 I love OHD. That's 1-614-568-3643. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. I hope you have a wonderful start to your holiday weekend if you're in the US, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.